Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on CARE Radio. Pleased to be joined now by Atchison County girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. And it's been a fairly busy week for your team here down the stretch, Coach. You know, a game Friday against Horton, then you went Monday, Tuesday this week, so back-to-back after the game Friday. Still got another game on tap coming up against Pea Ridge on Friday. So it's been a busy stretch with those three matchups in about a four-day stretch. How do you think the team's kind of handled that with, you know, this much action here over a pretty short amount of time?
For the most part, I thought we've done a pretty good job. It definitely is tough, especially, you know, Horton Moore Hill. They're two of the top teams in our league this year. And facing them, kind of not back-to-back, but definitely with no practice time in between is not ideal.
Right.
But the girls did a good job, handled the pressure for the most part. Coming back down to consistency, which we've talked about all year, I feel like. And but we've shown some improvements. I think both those teams, the first time we played them, it was, I think the Horton one might have been 60-5. Well, we kept a little closer. We scored a little more, kept them to a little bit lower number. So it was good to see. So and the same with like our Jackson Heights game. That was our first game of the year, and I'm not sure we scored more than 4 points. So it was good to see last night. We got to 18, and we held them to 50, which I think they scored 60, 65 the first time. So it's an improvement. Still not where we want to be ultimately. Hopefully, you know, going into next year, we'll continue to grow this summer. But I like that our group has improved a bunch from game one to game. I think we're at 18 or 19 now, so it's good to see.
Yeah, and we've talked about that and just seeing those small bits of improvement. And, yeah, maybe it sounds small to the people on the outside, but you, your coaching staff, the players, those small wins, those small improvements, you know, they can feel much bigger. And it's certainly that with a young team and, you know, building, you know, for maybe the next year, the year after that. So in terms of that the improvement that you've seen, talking about early December to where we are mid-February, again, those small improvements can make big changes down the road.
100%, you know, and honestly, not just the people outside of it, but like, it's hard for the freshmen to see the big improvement because, you know, they're not able to make that analysis yet that there is improvement, which, you know, our seniors have done a good job of recognizing the improvements, and they've helped our younger girls try to understand that we are getting better. They are getting better. It's not happening as fast as they want it to because, again, they're freshmen. They don't understand. They're sophomores. They don't quite understand it yet, but they will. I'm happy with the way we're going. It's just got to continue to grow.
Yeah, you guys get an opportunity here on Friday night. I believe it's homecoming over there in Effingham, and you're taking on Pleasant Ridge. And, you know, a team that's had their struggles this year as well, and they're coming off a few losses here in a row since their last win against McClouth. You know, you look at this matchup potentially coming up on Friday night. You know, your girls get a good opportunity here to get on the floor, be competitive, and ultimately have a shot to win this game.
Yeah, it's actually senior night. It's a good chance to, again, a team we have not played this year. So seeing a team that has also kind of struggled this year, they're a young team as well. Biggest thing would be how do we handle the pressures they send out? You know, they'll press a little bit. They'll do some half-court trapping. They'll play man-to-man. If we're able to handle the pressure, I think we can hang in there. We can compete. That'll be a big thing we practice tomorrow when we get back on the court to focus on. And yeah, if we're able to handle the pressure and get into our offense, make some shots, then it'll be a competitive game.
Always appreciate the time. That is Andrew Eckert joining us, Atchison County girls basketball coach. Again, getting ready for senior night coming up on Friday at home in Effingham, taking on Pleasant Ridge, and then two more games next week to wrap up the regular season of play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.